This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Picture this. Your alarm didn't go off. It's Monday morning. Oh, shit. Fuck, it's 7:45. Oh, my God. Ah, you got to get up. You're rushing. Fuck. I'm gonna be fined. I'm gonna get a fine. I can't afford another fine. People think we make way more money in the NFL, but I'm taking care of half my family right now. I cannot afford to get another $30,000 fine. Oh my God. You speeding down the street. You speed right past the highway patrolman. You're like, please don't pull me over. He pulls you over. Woo!
Whoa. Where are you going in such a hurry?
Listen, sir, I'm sorry. I feel terrible, but I'm late for practice. I gotta go. Can you please just like let me off with a warning?
Whoa, hey, I know you.
Yes.
I know you. You're Dalvin Cook.
Yes, I'm Dalvin Cook.
I'm job shadowing.
Oh, you job?
Yeah, sorry. My name's Peter.
How old are you, Peter?
I am 15.
Right along job shadowing, but yeah.
And 3/4.
Yep.
And you really want to be a cop, huh?
Maybe. We'll see if they play their cards right.
Oh, the cops will be lucky to have you?
Yeah.
He tests off the charts. We've been scouting him since he was in second grade.
Yeah. I went to the cop combine and put up huge numbers.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that entail?
You don't want to know.
Okay. All right. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. Listen, man. I'm just late for practice. I was supposed to be at practice at 7 a.m. My alarm didn't go off. I'm rushing.
Wait a minute.
Practice?
I got you on my fantasy football team. I just benched you because
we're talking about practice.
Wow, talking about 15 years old, and you know that quote.
I was born that day.
It's his birthday.
It's my birthday.
It's your bye week, pal.
Oh my gosh.
Dalvin.
I am a fool. Oh wow. Listen. We don't have practice today. We got it tomorrow, but we're off today.
So you just get like one day off?
Just one day off, and then we got to go back in.
Oh, shit. That sucks, man. Anyway, you were going 185 miles per hour.
Yeah, it's a fast car. It's a 2008 Nissan Altima on bald tires.
And I technically think there isn't a speed limit because you were going through that dry creek bed, but it's still not good. I don't think you're allowed to drive there.
Listen, fellas, it's my bye week. I got the day off. I'm already up. What do you say y'all hop in and we just roll over to Dunkin' Donuts?
Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, we're in.
Little munchkins.
We can split some munchkins.
Let's get some munchkins.
Yeah. It's so good because I feel like I always want like 3, but you have to order at least like 30.
Yeah, we can order 30. It's my bye week.
Anything goes on the bye week.
Anything goes
I love
on the bye
it.
Week. Also, we can get the drink that Ice Spice is promoting currently.
The Ice Spice drink.
Yeah, the Ice Spice Ben Affleck drink.
Do you
drink?
Think her and Ben are really friends?
I do. I think he's cheating on J-Lo with her.
Had to have hooked up on the commercial.
Couldn't be
on set romance?
Well, I mean, if you've ever done a commercial, I've done a couple myself. If you've ever done a commercial, you know how horny everybody gets on
yeah,
the
you
commercial
did that,
set.
You did that jeans commercial that no one comes between me and my Dalvin.
Yes. You know what? That's
they're your jeans deal. Brand, right?
Yeah,
my jeans. Hey.
Dalvin Klein.
Dalvin Klein. It's me laid out in an all-white room with topless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my Dalvin Klein jeans on.
Long commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3.5 minute commercial, and you bought tons of airtime.
Yeah, 3.5 minutes, and I bought it during the Super Bowl.
That and that's why you nuts. Can't retire, I heard.
No,
because you are in the hole.
I have to play until I spent $30 million on that commercial.
Wow.
Damn, Dalvin.
Really taking a
I really
bath
wanted
on
my
those.
Jeans to sell. And guess what, fellas? They ain't.
Yeah, they gave everyone rashes, right?
Yeah, they gave everybody rashes. The factory that they make them in Istanbul is just, they rash prone.
It's a rash prone.
It's a rash prone factory. I'll tell you what. You've been a friend to us. You're going to buy us some Munchkins. I'm going to go home tonight and buy a pair of Dalvin jeans.
Hey.
Me too.
I'm not going to wear them, though, because I don't want to get a rash. But I'll.
And it's a rash right on the line of your ball sack.
Oh, no. The seam?
The seam.
The seam? Oh, that line?
The seam of your ball sack. The rash always shows up right there, and it gets real raw.
And it's like, it's hashes that go across it. It's like a football. Yeah. It's like the seams on a football.
Yeah, you have
it's
to
a
get
a little flappy.
If you do exercise while you have the rash, it'll rip. And then you'll have to get it sewed back up like a baseball.
All right, well, then maybe I'll just do like a Tom's Shoes thing where I buy a pair and donate it to the kid who needs it.
Just donate it? Do that?
Wait, actually, no. That's a terrible thing.
Would you sign the jeans and then we can get them framed?
Of course.
Yeah, like a jersey.
In our man cave?
I'll do you one better. I'll sign your ball sack seam.
Hey, I mean, I suppose anything goes on a bye week.
It's bye week, baby.
It's bye week.
It's bye week.
It's bye week for some teams. Some teams have already had a bye week.
Foosballs, we're coming off a bye week.
We're coming off a bye week.
Yeah.
We had Monday off, but then Kevin made us get back in here on Tuesday and work out.
Mm-hmm.
That was tough. Kevin's becoming a real coach's coach, you know?
He has us on the DK Metcalf workout where all we can eat is, remind me what the only thing we can eat is? Candy?
Candy.
Candy.
Is it not more specific?
It's two bottles of water and Nerds rope.
Nerds rope.
Yeah. Well, then miles of Nerds rope.
We have to do Nerds battle ropes, too, which is so fucking hard on your arms.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, those are heavy.
But Kevin is a good coach. He wants winners, and we have been winning. Since this show has come out, we are undefeated.
Yeah, we're undefeated.
Where it's not like BS Steam High where he lets you off the hook and you don't have to work out. He's really working us hard.
But he's making us men. That's what's cool about it.
That's what it is, because real men don't exist anymore.
Oh, can we talk about this?
Can we talk about how real men don't exist? Okay?
It's all soy boys.
Soy boys.
They didn't have soy in the Wild West.
No.
I mean, I don't know. I guess it's a plant, right?
They didn't grow it.
But they only were making tofu.
They only grew real beer plants.
Hey, barkeep, let me get a White Claw sarsaparilla.
Oh, exactly. God. That's probably what they would do.
And a tofu steak.
A tofu steak. Oh, that sounds disgusting. Genuinely, the texture.
Yeah, that actually doesn't.
A big blob of
I've tofu. Had a tofu scramble, and it wasn't the worst.
Like, no, that's not bad. Tofu's not bad in the right situation.
But a steak?
No, that's gross.
I like tofu over tempeh.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the texture of tempeh a little bit more. You know who always have tempeh? No, not tempeh. Seitan.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I don't
Is
like
that bad?
Our friend Londale always has seitan.
Oh, really?
He'll let you try some. It's not bad at all.
It's good?
I mean, like, it's just know people really know how to cook it or you don't, too.
He's been a lifelong vegan, so he knows how to cook it well.
Yeah.
This has been the vegan hour.
Yeah, we're talking
where
veganism.
It's bye week. We kind of quietly contemplate if it's for us or not.
Yeah, I wonder.
Who was on bye this week? I tell you who wasn't on fucking bye.
Steelers were on bye. Yeah, the Saints weren't. What happened, Carl?
Man, we're doing that thing that we do where we lose to bad teams.
Yeah, play down to the opponent.
Play down to the opponent.
But Houston is certainly not as bad as anyone thought.
No. I think if we check our
they're 3-3.
If we check our schedule, I definitely think I have them winning 3 games all season.
So they guess. they just got to go 0-11 the rest of the year. Yeah. And you nailed it. But I mean, so it wasn't like Stroud put up a ton of points, but he's
defense played well. It just sounds like, I mean, Carr is dealing with the shoulder injury. Mm-hmm. He can't be right. And when I watched it. Although it did look like they were moving the ball really well. Every time I turned them on, was it Rashid? What's his name?
Rashid Shaheed.
Rashid Shaheed.
He looks great.
Yeah.
I like him. I think he's good.
Let's see. This is the book on Shaheed is like big yards on catches. And so, of course, I pull it up right now. Two catches for 85 yards.
Yeah.
Like, that's the most nuts. Shaheed day. And like, one of them is 51, so it wasn't like he had 80 and 5. They were both, 51 and 34. So, like, 34 was the shortest catch he had all day.
He's fast. He's going to be a speedster.
Is he tall? No. Was he like DeSean Jackson?
DeSean Jackson, Tyreek.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
How's Olave doing?
7 for 96.
They were locking him up.
Yeah.
So, he still ended up getting enough points for me to. I think I lost in our league to. I lost in our league to Hayes. Now let's explain.
Let's
Hayes'
talk
team
about
for
this.
A second.
We got to talk about this. So a lot of times in fantasy leagues, it'll be like, ah, this guy's in first place, but he doesn't have. He's like got the third most points, but I've never seen anything quite like what Hayes is pulling off right now.
He is in first place at 6-0.
Second place is me, 4-2. So it's not just in first place. He could literally lose a game and everyone else win. He'd still be in
first.
He's got a 2-game lead.
And he is, the rankings in points are, I think, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 1. Those are the lowest points rankings.
Oh, yeah.
It's team-wise, team rank-wise.
The way I was putting it earlier, he's not even in the top half of points in the league. I believe he's 7.
Yeah.
And... but he has had the fewest points scored against him by over 100, which after 6 weeks is pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was excited for this week. I was looking at his roster. Justin Fields didn't play well. And after that game, I was like, man, I could win this. And then he just pulled away. Mm. My guys just didn't
every
show
time
up.
He did the same thing to
and
me.
And I left
too.
Shaheed on the bench for, I forgot who, but somebody who, you know, it's kind of hard to play. Shaheed is a hit or miss guy where it's like, he could go off, but he also could not.
The day, the week you start him is when he does nothing.
It's boom or bust. I mean, you look at Hayes' team. So the journey I went on was like, oh, Hayes is in first. That makes sense. He put a hurting on me early in the season. And then I looked at his roster and I was like, what the fuck? How is he in first? And then I went back to the stand. Because he's got a couple hits. He's got Amon-Ra St. Brown. Mike Evans has had some good games. Fields had
Amon-Ra went crazy.
Amon-Ra's a beast.
He went big. Kyren Williams
is a huge find, and Tony Pollard is solid, but he also has like Najee, and well, now like Fields has obviously had a lot of bad weeks. Darren Waller, not that there are many good tight ends, but I have Darren Waller in a league. If you have Darren Waller in a league, you know that that's not good, right?
Yeah.
But the flip side of the Hayes coin is that some of you will remember listener Steven coming out of the gate hot. Steven actually has the most points in the league, also by over 100.
Yeah.
But he is 3-3, which is one of the all-time bad. He's still in fourth place because only Asan and I and Hayes have winning records right now. But to be 3-3 with the most points in the league is a tough, tough beat.
I think I beat him, too, early.
I mean, he did have nearly 200-point game. So that's...
true. But so he's also... But so he's then in his other games, he's been about at... the pace of the most points and is it 2-3 when you think about it that way, which is crazy.
No, he's definitely had some bad beats. I will go ahead and say that I am in dead last in the league.
Oh, man.
Just looking at it right now, just seeing it stare back at me really sucks.
But it's okay. So you and Mike Mitchell are both 1-5, right? And he's got you by 3.14 points. So it's,
what's Jamel doing?
Is he Woodbridge Wombats?
Yeah, he's 3-3.
3-3. There's a lot of the league is 3-3.
3-3 is crazy. I'm 2-4.
Half of the league is 3-3 right now. So there's three people with winning records. Hayes, Asan, and I, and then six people at 3-3, and then you two and Mitchell are Carl's 2-4 and Mike.
I mean, on the 3-3, we've got what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams that are 3-3. Steven is at the top of the 3-3 teams with 855 points. At the bottom is Paul Scheer with 603 points, lowest amount of points scored
huge
in the
disparity.
Entire league.
Yeah, really tale of two seasons for them. Let's look at Steven. What's Steven's team? Oh, that's right. He has all the he has Tua and Tyreek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and Ridley and it. Travis Etienne has been really good. Zach Moss, what a find some weeks. Hawkinson's one of the few producing tight ends.
Few.
Dallas defense.
Yeah. The tight end position is letting me down this year.
Yeah.
That's my favorite position.
I had some trade negotiations with one of our listeners.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't last super long. Which team was
involving a tight end?
Yes, that's why I meant it up. But go ahead. Who's your tight end that's letting you down, Carl, while I pull this up?
What tight end fails
every
you,
tight
Carl?
End.
Yeah, they're all
Kyle Pitts. Failing me in one league.
He finally scored a touchdown, though.
He finally scored a touchdown. He got 10 points. That's the most points he's scored in a fantasy game in probably since he's been drafted. Yeah,
it's been a minute.
And George Kittle is killing me. In another one of my leagues, I lost by 2 points.
Oof.
That was going to put me at 3-3. I lost by 2 points because George Kittle had 1 point in my game, and I had Dallas Goedert on the bench, and he scored 12.
Dallas Goddard's been killing me in the league, too. But what the fuck is your problem, tight ends? Like, what's your deal, man?
Do you think – I'm trying to think of what I could – how I could analyze this because, to me, that position is so important, especially in today's game. But it, but this season, for some reason, is making it seem like that position is not no longer important. And I think there's – because there are a lot more running quarterbacks, there's a lot more tight end block plays. But the best team in the league, arguably, one of the top – you know, teams in the league is their best player is their tight end. Well, Patrick Mahomes is the best player, but then their second best.
Yeah.
1A is their tight end.
Yeah.
So it's still a very effective position. But if you don't have like Travis Kelce and
Mark Andrews.
And even Andrews has been kind of
he hasn't
up and
been
down.
Great.
He's been
yeah.
hot and cold.
It's the top tier, it's Kelce who's kind of just by himself right now. I think Sam Laporta is going to be the next best
tight end. He was dinged up and had a little bit of a disappointing week. So that's what the trade negotiation was.
I disagree. He played fine.
He had 7.6 fantasy points, which was his lowest output on the year. But again, if 7.6...
I hate you so hard on.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just joking.
But if 7.6, that'd be like that for a lot of tight ends, that would be their best week of the year. I'm just saying it was his worst week yet. But yeah. Jacob,
for whatever reason, I thought he had a touchdown. My bad.
Jacob in our league has Mark Andrews and Sam Laporta.
Yeah,
so you could argue two of the three best.
Absolutely.
I would argue two of the three best fantasy tight ends right now. So I was trying to spin a trade with him because I have a bit of an excess of running backs and wideouts. But I dragged my feet too long, and some of his guys who hadn't been looking good at that position, like DJ Moore. Now, DJ Moore had a fall back to earth week this week, but then he had those two monster weeks. So I was like, well, I can't tell this guy he needs a wideout anymore. And so all he wanted to get from me was Hurts. And I was like, fuck, I just really don't want to do that. And then, of course, Hurts goes and have his fucking worst week of the year, too. So I don't know. Maybe there's more to be done there, but it's. Right now, he's got Laporta on his bench, which seems like a waste. So I'm sure there could be some drama. I'm sure he's shopping Laporta to other teams in the league.
How do y'all feel about trades? I'm going to be honest. This is not the way you play fantasy, but I have never been a trader. Like, unless it's like late in the season, I know I'm not doing nothing, and we have a keeper league, and I know I could get like some picks or something like
draft
that.
Picks.
But it takes an act of Congress for me to trade people.
I do like to do it because the thing that gets at me is having someone that I know is good on my bench.
Yeah.
It feels like if I have four of the top 16 running backs, it'll drive me fucking crazy. Even in bye weeks or whatever, but I'm like, no, I have to trade one of these guys. I have to maximize all the capital I have into my starting lineup rather than have like a good guy. Because like I've said multiple times on this show, week to week, I will choose the wrong guy.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to think about it anymore.
Exactly.
So if I've got guys that like, I'd rather, if I'm, oftentimes I'm guessing which quarterback I'm going to play. If I can flip like a really good running back for just some clarity at quarterback, I'll do it every single time.
Yeah.
I'm a big, I like to trade, and I always go into it, it's like, I really want to look to try to make a deal that feels super fair.
So, I've traded with you in our other league before.
Yeah.
And it was fair.
Yeah.
You tried to get Kelce off of me for too cheap. But then I ended up giving you Mahomes the year he got hurt.
We did. Because
he was coming back.
We should dig up the text.
I remember
this
what
trade
it was.
Negotiation
it was,
and put
it was
on
last
air.
Year. At the time, it ended up swinging well for me as I traded. It was pretty like it was probably this time last year. I traded Herbert and James Robinson
to me. Yes.
Yeah, and I
for Mahomes.
Mahomes and Pacheco.
Yeah,
and Pacheco hadn't been doing.
And he had a great finish to the year.
Pacheco hadn't been doing shit yet, and James Robinson had like a 3 week period. Where he was kind of going nuts. And at that point, my team was so bad that I just want to have Mahomes just to root for him. Mm-hmm. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Did you make the playoffs?
No.
Yeah, and I knew he wasn't making the playoffs because you probably were like 0-6 at that point, or yeah, 1-5, something bad. Like that. And so I was like, well, he's not making the playoffs, so let me. I can make this trick because I like Justin Herbert.
Yeah,
and I have Patrick Mahomes in another league this year, and he's amazing, and he's doing great.
A fun guy to have.
Yeah.
Who do you think there's gonna be a Pacheco this year? Like a rookie running back who hasn't done shit yet. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs.
I'm hoping it's fucking Gibbs.
Yeah. Me too. I don't know if Tank Bigsby's gonna turn on, or
you'd have to have Etienne fall off.
Yeah, and he's kind
of Bigsby's in Jacksonville, right?
Yeah,
I'm mixing up my tanks. I was like, no, he's in Houston. Tank Dell.
Tank Dell. Too many tanks. I had something exciting happen in one of my other leagues. So going into the Sunday night game, the team I'm playing, I'm down.
Oh, wow.
Down 11 points. And I've got Saquon. They have no one left playing, except they do have the Packers defense as their starter, who's on a bye. So I guess they were like, I'm going to see if I can get away with not starting a defense, because they definitely set the rest of their lineup.
Okay. Bold.
Very bold.
Were either of the Monday night teams' defenses still available?
Well, here we go.
Oh, sorry, I'm getting ahead.
So I'm watching the game, and Saquon is just barely there. So eventually, finally, as soon as he gets 2 points over, I win by 0.9 of a point.
Wow.
And as soon as he does, as soon as he gets there, I race over to cut the Steelers defense to sign the Chargers defense so that he can't sign them.
Oh, so Saquon played
Sunday night.
Right.
Yeah, so he could have
still made the move
to sign the Chargers defense, but I beat him to it, and I was hoping he'd go and check.
I love this fight. Someone did that in my baseball playoffs this year, where they added every starting pitcher on the last day of the season during the semis, because they had all their moves left and their other guy needed a pitcher and had moves left. So they just added everyone that was pitching that day and didn't start them. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I love those moves.
One last thing I wanted to say on Gibbs of it all. My concern with Gibbs. We all saw the viral block by Craig Reynolds.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a...
And who I first got confused, because Josh Reynolds is also on. Yeah, and he's Reynolds. Wearing like number 13, so I don't know.
Too many tanks, too many Reynolds.
My concern is that watching that block probably made Dan Campbell's dick so hard.
Yeah.
That Craig Reynolds might... Become
his eyes
running back
rolled
one.
Back into the back of his head, and Dan Campbell just started levitating when he saw that block.
They released Jahmyr Gibbs mid-game. Yeah. They pay out his like $20 million or whatever a rookie deal is at that draft slot. That's my worry. Before we started, both of you seemed to see something on Twitter that got you excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the other ones, we didn't want to know what it was. Ryan, you saw something first. So what was the thing you saw?
This is breaking news
for just me
from
and Carl.
The foosballs news team. We've got a report that USC quarterback Caleb Williams wants partial ownership from the NFL team that will select him in the 2024 NFL draft.
That's some smart Michael Jordan-ass shit right there. Let's go, Caleb. Man, I hope that dude does not get picked up by the Cowboys. And he won't because of this.
Oh, yeah.
That saves that.
How? The Cowboys wouldn't have got him anyway.
There's a chance.
How?
Trading up.
Oh man!
No, whoever's got that pick ain't. They're not. They're holding on to that bad boy.
I truly don't think. What's a team that could possibly land number one that would like their quarterback more than Caleb Williams?
I mean,
like Justin Fields is done.
Yeah, Panthers, but they don't have the pick. So.
Panthers don't have the pick.
I wouldn't give up on Justin Fields if I was the owner of that team.
No, but,
if I was George Halas himself.
But if you had to choose,
I would come back alive.
Papa Bear Halas.
I'm not saying Fields is done in the NFL. I think he's done with the Bears because he's going to be hurt for like probably like half at least of what's left this year. He's going into his fourth season, so if they wanted to pick up his option, it would be like a $20 million fifth-year option. And what has he done that would that you would want to keep him over arguably the best quarterback prospect, not arguably, at least since Andrew Luck, I mean, or maybe yeah. Trevor Lawrence, but like Williams is...
The only team that I could see right now, if Anthony Richardson is done for the season, if the Colts could go...
Maybe.
They're 3-3 now. I think it's well within...
That's a good point.
They could go 3-14. They would be maybe the one team that would possibly just say, hey, let's get
Marvin Harrison.
A fucking ransom of picks.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody's tanking for Caleb right now.
Yeah.
Including the Bears. And the Bears, what's the pick that the Bears own?
Carolina. So they like right now.
And the Panthers. So the two worst teams in football are those two teams, the Bears and the Panthers. So
basically Carolina is 0-6 right now.
Yeah.
And if they remain this bad, then Chicago will have the number one overall pick.
Yeah. Yep.
The Panthers are tanking for pick 33.
Yeah. So
they're tanking for like.
Also, I hate what's happening to Bryce Young. They already called that dude a bust, and I think he's actually pretty good.
He's in a bad situation.
It's a bad situation.
I had said that I kind of like some other guys more than him, but I don't think you can call him a bust after six games.
No. But.
All right. So, Caleb, let's game this out for a second, though. Pay for rookie contracts is kind of connected to your draft slot, but there's also negotiation, right? So that could be negotiated into his contract.
So Aaron Rodgers apparently tried to do this with the Jets, and the NFL stepped in to say that it isn't allowed. So it sounds like
for
it might
an
be
active player to have
yeah. So it might be a bit of an uphill climb for a rookie. It
does seem like some sort of conflict of something. I don't. No, yeah, we'll have to have a business expert on next week.
Yeah, I don't know anything about contracts. I'm very bad with that type of stuff.
But
it gets too mathy for me.
Yeah, I don't either. But this feels a little nuts.
Picked the wrong week to announce it too, because he kind of had a bad game.
Yeah,
that boy was throwing to the other teams. So yeah, I was like, damn, Caleb. Like, I was watching. I was like, he's the type of person that like I think most people are rooting for. And
yeah,
he ain't like
he
Shadur.
Has any haters.
If Shadur
yet.
Had that game, they would have fucking gone nuts. But
who do you mean they?
They. The people who I'm dressed like right now.
I'll say this. I'm not hating or rooting against Caleb Williams necessarily, but I guess I'm a weird Mahomes homer, and I don't like him comparing him to. Yeah. And so I feel like weirdly defensive.
Protective.
Yeah.
Girl, I wouldn't compare him to Mahomes. I think he's better.
Okay.
I love Caleb. Him and Shadur are my two favorite quarterbacks.
Who
did
USC lose to again?
Notre Dame,
right.
Caleb Williams' best fits in 2024 draft. The Vikings currently draft slot number 4 overall.
That would be awesome.
I don't want to see him there because I hate the Vikings.
Oh, but him I'll playing say, with Jefferson would be rad.
That would be tight.
If I had to predict, and I've got my... So the one team that I think is... truly in full-on tank mode are the Broncos. And
but they so here's can they they're so tied to Russ though
he so it's Sean Payton, and Sean Payton doesn't give a fuck.
Okay.
Like he's a coach who can do this. He's got the job security.
Bafflingly.
Yeah, the Broncos seem like they're all in on Sean Payton. Sean Payton had and has a huge boner for Mahomes. He wanted to draft Mahomes. I guess like the Saints had Mahomes as their number one player on their draft board.
Don't even
and,
fucking tell me that.
Did they have a pick before he was taken?
No, the Chiefs.
No,
the Chiefs had the Chiefs traded up to the Bills for the 10th pick, and Saints had 11.
Oh wow!
And the thinking was that the reason the Saints didn't also move up is they were hoping that they could stay one pick, because apparently there's a big drop off in rookie contracts from 10 to 11.
Who'd they take? Who was their 11th?
Lattimore.
So not the worst.
Not like
I could, good. And obviously you'd rather have a court.
I can take you through all 32 picks in the first.
Okay, all right. Ryan Mann.
I think that the Broncos are going to go do everything they possibly can to land Caleb Williams, but I fucking hate it.
Would Russ just be the backup, or would they? How could you unload Russ's deal right now?
I think he'd just probably be the backup.
That would eat up so much of your salary.
Or you try to dump him off, like where you give Russ and a second round pick to some team for a six, like some team that's got like a ton of cash.
Cardinals or something.
Yeah. Do the old Osweiler.
Woof.
But yeah, that's my theory. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope.
Where would be cool to see him?
The Raiders.
I don't want that either. That sucks too for me.
The Raiders just won two close games.
Mm.
Which kind of takes you out of it.
Yeah. So they dropped down like they're at like 9 right now. And Devontae Adams is not happy.
Oh man, can we talk about how he got lit?
He got lit up. Yeah. Hits are hitting this year.
I was a
jacked.
Yeah, I was thinking about jacked up. I mean, it was a clean hit though, right?
It was clean.
I'm so happy that Jabril Peppers has finally found something to do because he was so cool at Michigan, and then it just seemed like he wasn't gonna be able to do anything in the NFL well enough.
Sorry, I was thinking, I watched like an old jacked up YouTube a while back.
Yeah.
And it's really funny. The crews, you know, it's like, they're brutal hits and they're not the sort of thing that like they touch anymore. Mm. But I was watching like one on YouTube just for fun. And it was a Chiefs player got nailed and he immediately like, just like his arms go stiff.
Yeah.
It's like really, really scary. God. And the guy, whoever's doing the jacked up, he goes, oh, and then you see the arms go stiff. You see that, oh, it's really serious. And he's in a lot of pain because he got jumped.
We got to find this clip.
I think it's like the number one. Oh. If you look up ESPN, NFL jacked up.
The guy who was like a linebacker, his name was Jackson, who always did the jacked up. Which Jackson?
It's this guy. It's
but I'm like drawing a black picture of him.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I don't remember. New England also has a chance at getting them, and they're sitting at number 5 right now.
That would suck ass. No one wants that.
No, and the Rams would suck if they got him. Wouldn't like that.
Honestly, if you're Caleb Williams, do you want to play for Belichick right now?
Not right now.
No.
Robert Kraft's also not going to give him ownership in that team.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's Arizona and Washington. I think Washington's in on Howell, so I don't understand why.
If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode and check out some bonus shows with the guys, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hi, Carl. What was the news item you saw?
Julio Jones to the Eagles.
I did see that. Yeah.
That, to me, is fun. Julio ain't been Julio in a couple years, but he always has flashes every time somebody gives him a chance.
And shit, that's good for Devontae Smith, and like you get to learn from one of the all-time greats.
Yeah. Spell A.J. Brown every now and then, and it gets him a chance to go on a little chase for a ring.
Yeah, good for that. I like that.
Yeah. You're not asking him to carry the load. So he was with Tampa last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
he had that brief stint with Tennessee.
But they gave him a ton of money too. Yeah. That was a bit of a disaster.
Was that a trade or a free agent deal?
Free agent. Okay. I was hoping the Chiefs would get him.
Yeah, well, turned out lucky. All right, can we talk about Colorado?
Okay. So
teeing up, Carl.
Listen, Colorado lost a bad one to
Stanford.
To Stanford, a bad team. I was sitting there.
What was it, 29-0?
It was 29-0 at the half.
Whew.
And Prime said something that was really funny. He's like, you know, sometimes they say it's 0-0 coming back in the half, but that's a lie. It was 29-0. It was 29-0. I got some dogs. And they went dogging tonight. They was cats tonight. They was cats on that field, meowing and bull jump.
It's really spot on defense. That's really good.
They lost bad, man, and it's not Shador's fault. If you look at that team, that offensive line is a bunch of bull jump, and the DBs were also getting ate up.
Hunter had a rough second half, and you gotta wonder, like, Hunter had a dope touchdown. Is he just fucking tired?
He might be tired. He might still be recovering. He had a lacerated liver and broken ribs.
Yeah.
And when he got hit, when he scored that touchdown, he clearly was like, oh, boy.
Well, at least like, I only have to play.
I don't feel good.
I don't feel good, but I gotta play.
Yeah, I gotta Coach play my 119 snaps.
I feel like Coach Prime would be like, yeah, man, sit down.
Yeah, you're good.
Like, you're good, dude. Like,
you don't have to, or at the very least, you don't have to do both, right? Yeah. He played.
Because he was also getting ate up by that receiver. That receiver had like 300 yards receiving. And if you watch that play, every time they kept putting him in single coverage, and he kept just hitting him with a little, the quick slant, like the hop into the slant, and he got him with that every time. And they ate them up all night on that same play. And I'm like, if the play keeps happening the same way, maybe some adjustment needs to be made.
Yeah.
And I watched the press conference after, and he was asked, like, was there some miscommunication with your defensive coordinator? Well, I don't know. What'd you see out there? And it's like, yeah, man.
It was a bad look for Prime this week.
It was bad. Like,
but also, it's year one. The team isn't built yet in his image, you know?
No, like, they're not 29-0 at half against the team that's not
you
good.
You can't have that.
You gotta close
that's
that.
Not, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You have to give them, here is my issue, and I want to make sure the listeners of this show know, because I'm almost, if I know how podcast fans are, and I'm not saying everybody, but if I know how podcast fans operate, I know if some people listen to this show right now whose dicks were harder than Chinese arithmetic when the Colorado when Colorado fucking lost.
Because I know harder than American arithmetic.
Yeah, wait.
That's something about the way they do it. Yeah. It's just harder.
But I'm telling you, like, people got mad at Shador for flashing the watch to Arizona State a couple weeks ago. That whole student section was saying, "Fuck you, Shador.
Nah, fuck
you can flash the watch."
Yeah.
If the whole they were saying "fuck you, Sanders." There's three Sanders out there.
Yeah,
like, so
that's a blanket statement.
That's a blanket statement, and it's too much of a blanket. That's a quilt.
Yeah,
and so that like you can flash the watch to that team.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Stanford won, and they were all like flashing the watches. Stanford's not going to do anything. None of those guys are going to the league. Not if I have anything to do with it. I'm gonna make sure to bust out all their kneecaps. But no, man, I think Prime took exact responsibility. My players are not ready. This team is not ready for the moment. They're not ready.
But did you think, like, with the, like, are they in love with football or are they just in like with it? And it felt a little like throwing the players under the bus, but at 29-0, that's, like, you're saying that on defense, you're not making the adjustment.
Yeah, you're not making the adjustments.
I mean, I guess you don't
I definitely think there was a, so there's a DB on Colorado, number 23, who was getting eight. The fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
He was just like, it was nothing he could do.
Let's dox him.
And, let's tell him where, let's see where his mom lived. And he definitely didn't look like he was trying to be better. He probably was exhausted because their offense, like that Stanford offense was just driving down the field. That was a rough loss, man. It was an ugly loss. But after a team has gone 1-11, I'm sick of people being like, finally. Like also to the commenters that comment shit like, they need to humble themselves. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Like you're sitting in a fucking comment section talking about somebody needs to humble themselves. How about you humble yourself enough to know that your opinion means bullshit?
So easy to be humble when you're 1-11.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Listen,
I'm feeling way too humble all the fucking time.
Yeah.
It's starting to do something to me.
Realistically, I felt like this team was going to go 6-6.
Yeah.
And now that might be 5-7. With this loss, that might be that,
well, on my schedule. They're 4-2, right?
They're 4-2.
They have a
schedule.
Brutal, right?
The pack, whatever number it fucking is these days, is stronger than it has been in recent years.
Yeah, they've got at UCLA, Oregon State, Arizona, at Washington State, at Utah.
UCLA is good. What they got left?
Okay. So that's a bad loss to Stanford. They got UCLA next.
Oh, they're four and three.
Yeah, 4-3 now. I think that UCLA game is going to be an L. So that, here's a Colorado lock for you. If y'all want to bet on this. By the way, we got an email last week talking about my locks. Oh, yeah. I don't know which ones I picked, but I don't know if any of them were right. But because you sent that email, I've decided that I'm going to give 6 locks this week. Colorado. This just for college. Colorado UCLA. I think UCLA takes that.
What's the spread?
I don't know what the spread is. This is all money line.
Oh, yeah, all money line.
All money line. I think UCLA takes that one. Oregon State. I think Oregon State takes that one. Arizona. I think Colorado beats them. Yeah. So now they're going into that one. That would make them 5-5. Washington State. They lose. I think that puts them at 5-6. And Utah beats them too. I think that puts them at 5-6.
You think they lose to Washington State? Is Washington State?
Washington State pretty good.
I mean, it feels
they're unranked right now, but they're pretty good.
It has a feel of like when you went back and watched that Johnny Football doc, and it was like, fuck, they were like 7-5. But it was like the loudest 7-5 ever, you know?
Yeah, and Colorado's like, they set a bar really high for themselves by getting really their first 3 games were a blast. It was such a fun ride. They got the big win at TCU, and then they beat a Nebraska team that had some expectations, and then
the crazy
fucking epic game against their rival.
Wait a minute. Arizona beat the shit out of Washington State. 44-6. I thought Arizona was kind of bad.
Uh-oh.
Well, maybe say they'll lose to Arizona but beat Washington State then.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that might be the case because they only lost to SC by 2.
Josh Breckus is losing his mind right now. Or wait, no. Josh is Arizona State. Yeah. Yeah. Johnny Schwartzbein's losing his mind. Right
now. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Damn Lippert. I don't think Lippert cares about football.
Lippert didn't give a shit about football.
No.
Anyway, go Buffs. Skull Buffs. I want to see him do it. I can't wait till next year.
That's going to be the exciting
If year. Anybody has the mindset that I have, like if I was a fucking 18-year-old 5-star offensive tackle coming out of fucking Texas right now, I'm like, I'm going to Colorado.
You're gonna make
I'm gonna
be fun.
So much NIL money. Yeah. We talked about this last show, but like, did you see the thing about, was it Utah where every single player on the roster got like a truck?
Yeah, that was pretty tight.
Yeah,
all the scholarship players.
Yeah, like your backup long snapper. Oh, is it only scholarship?
Well, I don't. That's what they kept saying. They said every scholarship athlete on the roster. I'm like, there's no way that coach left off the walk-ons, right?
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry.
I really want to see.
Should have been better coming out of high school.
Yeah.
They got to give us an aerial photo of the parking lot. I want to see 55 identical trucks.
Toyota Tacomas.
Yeah. Is that what it was? Tacoma? Yeah, it's not a bad truck.
Or Tundras or Tundras.
Tundra sounds more right.
It's pretty cool.
I don't know why I said that.
And I don't know if they get to keep them or something. Like,
that'd be fucked up.
If they're just like for them this year.
And,
it's like Oprah. It all ruins all their lives with the tax. Yeah.
They got to drive themselves to the games. All right, y'all. So we got you these trucks because we're playing Nebraska this week, and y'all got to drive yourself.
Yeah. And it's a big convoy.
It turns into a rat race. Nobody can be late.
What a great fucking movie. Yeah. How many people do you think we can name from the movie Rat Race?
Oh, let's do it.
Let's take turns. We'll go one. All right, so Carl, you start.
Whoopi Goldberg.
John Lovitz.
Rowan Atkinson.
Seth Green.
Kathy Najimy.
Great.
Oh, that's good. A good one.
Brecken Meyer.
That's right, tap out.
I'm tapping out.
Amy Smart.
I don't know who that is. Who's Amy Smart?
From the Crank movies.
Yeah, and
Kathy Bates was the crazy squirrel lady.
Oh, fuck.
And I think, I mean, this might not count, but Smash Mouth.
Yeah, Smash Mouth.
Rest in power.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was in. I don't remember him being in that.
John Cleese is one of the.
That's who I was trying to think. That was the one I was shooting for.
Oh, Amy Smart. Oh, yeah, she was bad in 2002.
Yeah, she was also. What was she in? She was in.
Oh, Cuba. We forgot Cuba Gooding.
Cuba Gooding Jr. was in Rat Race. I was mixing up Boat Trip. Whatever happened to comedies like that?
With Rosalind Sanchez.
Yeah. Now, she was bad as hell.
Do you know about the friend of ours that worked with her and was like, I can't talk about it on there, but I'll tell you later. Yeah. Was like brought back to their teenage years.
All right. Should we talk some? What do we want to talk about?
Let's do it. Do you want to do a State of the Union?
Go State by, of the Union with every team.
Yeah, just real quick.
We got our updated power rankings, and then we can go real quick. State of the Union with every team. And we do know there are 32 teams in the league, so every team is not going to get an equal State of the Union.
Yeah, some teams are just boring.
Yeah, some teams are boring.
Should we rank every team how exciting they are? That's how interesting they are.
We can give them like a 1 to 10 rating on how exciting they are.
Great. All right. So we go the order of the standings? Or you want to go power rankings?
We can go. I'll go power rankings. Okay. Just a list that's up, and I can call out the teams for you. I'll start here, and we can all say whatever we want to say about them. San Francisco 49ers at 5-1. As your president, in trying times in this country, I'm really ready for y'all to lose. But not as ready as I am for the Cowboys to continue to lose. Thank you. God bless this nation.
As the vice president, I think, you know, it's important when you come down to earth, like you did this past week, to not believe that the sky is falling. I would be worried about injuries because it feels like when it's Christian McCaffrey, when he gets hurt once, it seems to kind of snowball a bit with him. And he's definitely the one that makes that offense run because they look pretty pedestrian without him. But I think you're still clearly the best team in football.
Okay, so as obviously there's no secretary or there's no speaker of the House. So that goes to me, the fourth person in line, which we all know is the Secretary of State. And we all know my name.
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, don't panic. I mean, I think it's similar to Justin Herbert right now of like people are really bagging on him. But when you're going up against the Cowboys or the Browns defense, like you're probably going to have a bad week. No one wants Purdy to be exposed more than me because I'm on the record as saying I think he's overrated. I continue to be proven wrong. But I don't think I'm going to hold
on. You're going to hold on until you're proven right.
Yeah. No, because I am wrong, but I can't change my opinion. But so this week, it's like, yeah, he had a bad week, but it's the Browns' defense is horrifying. Garrett, I think that JOK is really
good. He's good.
He's really fucking good. He slid so far in the draft, and I was like, what is happening? Because middle line, like inside linebackers.
He was definitely he was getting mocked in the first a ton.
And that feels like one of the hardest positions to find right now because of the way like off-ball linebackers have changed.
I wonder if people got scared because he was getting a lot of Isaiah Simmons comps. And there's kind of that period where people were like, oh, we're going to get these sort of linebacker safety hybrids and we'll be able to move them all over the field. And then none of them were working out. And he was kind of falling into that category. Yeah. So maybe that's why he slipped.
So I think we're all still high on the Niners. I think McCaffrey or Tyreek are the MVP right now. So as long as McCaffrey's not out too long, if he is, snatch up Elijah Mitchell or with the Mason guy on your fantasy team.
Yeah.
All right. Next up to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs is the president pro tempore of the Senate.
Hello, hello, hello. I would be scared if I was every other team in the NFL right now, just because the defense is really, really clicking, and I think they're only going to get better. They get Charles Omenihu back, which was like the other big free agent acquisition who looked awesome in the preseason. So now they're going to be able to like throw out a whole bunch of different fronts on passing downs. You can have, because Omenihu, like Chris Jones and Karlaftis, can play inside or out. And it's just a matchup nightmare. And I think at some point the wide receivers are going to hopefully, knock on wood, figure themselves out. But I'm also not ruling out a trade for somebody like a Hollywood Brown.
Is this the best defense they've had in Mahomes' career?
Oh, by far.
Yeah, so
by far.
Just like, I know they don't have the weapons they normally have, but he's going to have to score less points than he's ever had to score. And they have the best
cornerback duo in football this year.
Who's it? McDuffie and
L'Jarius Sneed.
Wow. I'm going to just say it. Stop cheating, Juwan Taylor.
Stop. Carl's workout buddies have had enough.
Had enough. Oh, I didn't tell y'all today, just for y'all to know. Today they were benching and I needed to bench as well. It was during my workout time, but it was also during their workout time. So they said, just come lift with us. We're not going up past 225. Cause I usually am scared to go with them cause they are insane.
Yeah.
But today they were like, we're not going past 225 today. So just come do your reps with us. And so I did. I was doing three sets of 12 at 225. On my first set, they made me keep going after 12. They was like, you still got gas? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And they were pumping me up. So I did hit 18 today.
Jesus Christ.
I also benched today and it wasn't that impressive.
But I asked him, I was like, how many did you do in the combine? Benson said he did 19 and Von said he did 23.
Wow.
But they trained for
that.
That's
not that
like,
much more than you.
Yeah, I know. They were like, they get in your head though. They like make you, they flatten you on the bench. So you can't have your back curved off the bench.
Oh, gotcha.
And you have to fully extend.
Wow.
So that is tougher.
I'm trying to think if I could do 225 reps of 18 pounds.
Yeah.
If I could flip, probably, right? I mean, you might get tired after.
You get tired of shit.
I don't know if I could do 225 of just air.
Yeah.
That would get sore after a while.
Also, another guy that works out there, he's another trainer. He doesn't really work out with us, though. He's more of a track guy. But his name is George Farmer. I don't know if y'all remember him. He was coming out of SC a few years back. Mm-hmm. He's real good football player. He went to the league, but didn't pan out in the league, but athletic as shit. And I asked him how many he did in the combine. He was like, I trained for it. He was like, I did. He said he did 18. He's a receiver, running back hybrid. He's like a Tony Pollard type.
Yeah.
And he said he did 18. And but he's like, I couldn't even do 10 right now. That's what he said.
Oh, really?
When you're not up on it.
Yeah.
All right. I think we got to move faster on this. Who's number three?
Number three. We talked about the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
So here to speak on the Miami Dolphins is the Secretary of State.
Exciting. 10 on the exciting. Right?
Oh,
they're going to be in shootouts. They've got, if they don't have cohesive units everywhere, they have some talent everywhere. When Achad comes back, I hope... Will someone write in if you listened to me after the first episode and drafted Mostert because of that? I want to know that one person took Mostert in the late rounds because I said that, and he's like the top, probably.
Give my man some credit, yeah.
Yeah, is he? I mean, he's probably behind McCaffrey and probably no one else right now. So,
yeah,
they're so fucking fun to watch. Tyreek, I think if we ever get to see a wideout MVP, it might be this year because just what he allows them to do is insane and they're so fun.
If he goes, like, that's a touchdown. It's crazy what they're doing out there.
We were even talking about the backflip.
Yeah.
Have we seen the video yet?
I haven't seen the video.
Got that guy's phone video?
Yeah.
It's out there? Okay, I want to watch it.
Apparently it was, I've heard that it was Tyreek's guy.
It was the social media.
Yeah, his dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's Still cool.
Yeah.
I did get confirmation, at least pseudo confirmation, from a guy on TikTok who played against this guy in high school that said his name is Davon A. Chan.
Chan, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that that's what I said, though, right?
Did you say A. Chan?
I think so, because I've been trying. Oh, maybe.
I've been saying Achu.
A. Chan.
Bless you.
I know it's not A. Chan. We know that.
We know it's not A. Chan.
Because we had our whole riff about Chan, guys. Yeah.
This guy... did say there's this thing going around on Twitter where people talking about who was the guy that made you know that you wasn't going to the league. I've talked about this a million times over, but
wait, who's yours?
Oh man, how much time you got? We don't have enough time. We got to get through all guys that didn't even make the pros.
The
dudes that were going D1 made me know I was destined for Harold Knight. But
that's like saying you got, hey, when they tell people you got a face for radio.
Yeah.
It's like, hey buddy, you got the route running of a Harold Knight player.
I'll tell you lining up at defensive end, two players who I played against who let me know that I wasn't about to be shitting football, but I wasn't really tripping off of that because I was trying to be more of a hooper.
You're hooping.
Yeah.
Mitchell Schwartz, left tackle.
Holy gotta get him on shit. The show. We gotta get him on here.
He will not remember me at all. But
that's funny.
He's a good analyst.
He's
too,
the best. He's a great podcast guest.
And also at running back, two running backs, Stephon Johnson and D'Anthony Thomas.
Oh, another former Chief.
Oh, yeah. Man, that guy was a kick return specialist.
He was awesome. Yeah,
was he Oregon?
Oregon, yeah. He was nuts.
He played, he played at Crenshaw High School, and Stephon Johnson played at Dorsey, which is their rival here in L.A. And Stephon Johnson, if y'all remember him, he was running back for the Titans. He dropped the weight on his neck when he was at SC. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I do kind of remember that.
225. I could have taught him a few things about 225. But nah, he was like a man amongst boys. And it was like trying to tackle him. Like, yeah. I was scared. I was like scared. I was just like jumping at him just so when we watch film. Like watching film on Saturday morning after you did some what my coach would affectionately refer to as bitch shit.
And we're not saying that here.
I'm not saying that. That was my high school football.
And he said it affectionately.
Yeah, it was affectionate.
With all love. And every time he would say it, he would say all this preamble.
Yeah, I mean this affectionately. Respect. I love every one of y'all.
Yeah.
That was some bitch shit. But it was just me diving at Stephon Johnson's legs, trying to I can't tackle this dude.
What do you want from me?
I was so thin at that time. But those two definitely were my football, like, oh, I'm not gonna be successful at this game. But basketball, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Love, Solomon Hill, dudes that didn't make it to the league, Chase Stanback, Jayshon Hampton, Dwayne Poley, like all these guys that came out of LA around that time.
Yeah.
That I was just like, oh, I'm not as good as these guys. Like it would be nice. I went from like being like, I want to go to the NBA to I want to play D1 to man, I hope I could play JUCO somewhere.
Yeah.
College, like, I ended up playing D2 at a small D2.
Yeah.
But like, it was definitely a lot of guys that made me go like, oh, this is over for me. Like, this is where it stops.
Yeah.
It stopped.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. Miami Dolphins, you got anything to say on the Miami Dolphins?
I think they're one of three, four teams that I think are true Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah.
See, I think they lose in the first round.
I think it's definitely possible.
Yeah.
They have one of the highest differences between ceiling and floor. Like, I think they could win the Super Bowl. I think they could be out any given
day. They are a blustery day in Buffalo or Kansas City or any other cold weather AFC team, Cincinnati. It could all fall apart.
Yeah. 181 yards per game. All right. Attorney General will first tell you that smoking is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Stop smoking causes cancer and birth defects. If you
but you
pregnant.
Won't tell me until I've bought the pack.
Yeah, yeah, I won't tell you until you bought the pack. I will allow the commercial to
open
to
it
air.
First.
I can't be near them, so I can't read that until I've purchased it.
I will make Juul flavors real delicious,
mm-hmm.
but it's bad. And that's also not the Attorney General. That's the Surgeon General. He's in here.
The Attorney General's got opinions, too.
Yeah, the Attorney General.
Janet Reno told me.
Yeah. The Philadelphia Eagles. Injury fortunes. Injuries can do a team in.
Who's hurt? Lane Johnson?
Yeah.
Their offense hasn't been quite right yet. I'm well on the record. I love Jalen, but it hasn't. Even when they were winning, it hasn't clicked yet, which maybe is scary.
Yeah, I will say I look at them and I think about, you know, Asan will send me unwanted memes about the Cowboys. And I'm still like, please, Eagles, please. But sometimes I look at them and go, man, it's there. They've had an easy road so far, but it's not fully there. And who they lose to this week, somebody bad, the Browns?
The Jets. No.
The Jets. So they lost to the Jets this week.
Same
thing. The Browns beat. Who's calling me? McGuire opinion poll.
Mark McGuire.
I think he took steroids.
Mark McGuire. Do you think I did it? To answer me honestly, do you think I took steroids? Just be real with me, Carl.
Now, who wants to see me sock some dingers? For the Simpsons fans out there.
Yeah.
Is that the episode with Wade Boggs?
No, it's the one where Bart's on Ritalin and he discovers the conspiracy theory. It's not from the Softball Ringers episode, which is another class.
Yeah.
But it's like Mark McGuire at the end, he's like, and it goes all the way, the satellite is from Major League Baseball, and Mark McGuire is like, I could tell you all the sad truth about why we're spying on you, or we could watch me sock some dingers.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, dingers! Yeah. And that's the first thing I think of when I think of Mark McGuire now.
All right. Next up. Did you? We said our opinions on the.
Got to move fast.
Yeah. Next up, the Secretary of the Interior, to talk about the Detroit Lions.
First, I think we got to do something with those drapes.
They've been up since the Kennedy days.
Oh, wait, who are we talking about?
The Lions.
The Lions? The Lions are a great team. Like, they're super balanced. I don't like that they don't have somebody that I would call a true superstar. I think you've got, like, Amon-Ra St. Brown is probably the closest thing to it, or Aiden Hutchinson, but I don't think I would call either of them top five at their position.
Really? You wouldn't call Aiden Hutchinson top five?
He could get... There's a lot of great edge rushers.
Miles Garrett.
T.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt. Bosa.
Max Crosby.
I like Hutchinson's getting over Crosby.
Yeah. I think Hutchinson's getting there for sure.
Would you consider Micah?
Micah Parsons.
He's an edge. Yeah.
So he's a 5 to 10 range.
Yeah.
He's really good. He's in his second season, so.
Yeah. Dude is good.
Trevon Walker.
I pray that he's not racist because I really am rooting for him.
Yeah. I think wealthy. I think he comes from a lot of wealth.
Yeah, his dad played at Michigan too.
That's right.
He's from Detroit.
He comes from a lot of wealth, friends
who aren't white, right?
If he's just like, yeah, man, I was eating dinner at the Bosa's last night. No. We were watching the debates.
No. Watch our favorite parts from the 2016 debates.
We were watching that movie about human trafficking.
We were watching Sound of Freedom.
Sound of Freedom, yeah. We were paying for everyone to watch it.
We rented a theater.
We rented a theater to watch Sound of Freedom.
The Lions are so good. They're so fun. They're so easy to root for. They're going to lose in the divisional round.
It's unfortunate. You might be right. Yeah. I would love for them to... I like him. Like, I'm still riding the high of Hard Knocks, and I want to see him do well. I don't like Jared Goff, but I want to see him do well.
Because
they're 2018.
If they played Philly in the playoffs tomorrow, so they're all really tired because they haven't had only.
Everyone's fucked.
No, if they, you know, with the current, with Lane Johnson out, I would still take Philly, right?
Yeah.
Would you take them over Dallas in the playoffs?
No. Yes.
I would take
the Lions over the Cowboys easily.
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 Clearly these power rankings agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Next up, you got to go. You can't leave because you are the Secretary of Agriculture and you got to talk about the Buffalo Bills.
First of all, we got to stop growing soy. We used to have men in this country.
That is affectionately what I like to call bitch.
Very affectionate.
Frankly, I don't like being called a secretary either because that's a woman's job. So I call myself the boss of agriculture.
Call me the king of trees.
The king of trees, baby. Bills?
Bills.
We didn't talk about this. It's pretty dark. There was a nasty injury in their game, and everyone kind of noticed this, that DeMar Hamlin seems to have a sponsorship on the team ambulance. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
They've got his jersey, like a number 3 jersey, on the windows of the back of the ambulance, which is like having your jersey in the rafters of the... It's just seems
I don't
like
think
such
I'd want
a,
that if I was DeMar Hamlin.
No! Yeah. It seems like such a crazy thing to
do. It also is really weird when another guy from your team is getting put into the ambulance.
It's like I've cursed the team. Yeah. Anyway, I think the Bills they're going to make the playoffs. I don't fear them in the playoffs. They seem like they took a step back this year. Allen to Diggs will still – what a roller coaster. Remember before the year we were like, it seems like Diggs doesn't want to be there, and then he has that monster game, and then this week he's – They were getting into some shit on the sideline. It's like, you just got force-fed 3 touchdowns last week.
They get into shit every week.
It seems like it's so fickle and could break at any moment. So I think, you know, they're a team. If I were in the AFC and I caught them in the first or second round and it wasn't a blizzard, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Stephon Diggs wants to go play with his brother in Dallas. Because he is mad at everything.
Lamb for Diggs. Yeah. Who says no?
Lamb for Diggs? I don't think anybody says
pretty
no.
Pretty similar,
would,
right?
Yeah. I would take that.
If you're Buffalo, you get a younger guy. If you're Dallas, you get a guy who's maybe slightly better right now, and there's a family connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a really good
trade.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Land for Diggs. I think you heard it here first.
The Bills are randomly being like, they are right, but they're not real. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't believe, I wanted to believe in them. I thought they were going to be.
Me too. Yeah. It was fun.
Because they've been good, so good. The next, now here I am, the Secretary of Commerce, to tell you we are building 30 new malls in this country.
No shit.
And I'm here to talk about the Dallas Cowboys, because that's where the first mall is going to be. But that mall is only going to have knockoff stores. It's going to have Foot Locker Room, Chick-fil-B. It's going to have Hibbett Sports still.
Which is a knockoff. Yeah.
Lesson learned, we can't trust them. No. The Dallas Cowboys are not to be trusted. And I'm the wrong person. As the Secretary of Commerce, I'm the wrong person to talk about this because I hate them.
You hate them.
So I will open the floor because I don't want nobody to say I'm being biased. I'm telling you straight up how I feel about them, and I'm happy
they
every
won,
time
though,
they lose.
Right?
They did win, but it was a soft one.
It was ugly.
It was against
Dak running, man.
Against a very frustrating Chargers team.
Yes. Yeah. There's something wrong there. There's not, like, when I watch the Cowboys, I'm not like, this is a team. And even when, because last night, Dak played great. Mm-hmm. He looked really good. I thought
CeeDee Lamb.
And yeah, but the offense gets stale at times. They haven't really put together a dominant performance. And I don't know, you can kind of tell that how hot the defense came out the gate, that it just doesn't seem as sustainable now, especially with Trevon Diggs injury.
Yeah, that's a tough loss.
They got a bye week and they need it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they like miss Dalton Schultz? Like, what? I don't
know.
They
got a guy though. They got a guy that's
they got a Ferguson.
I don't know.
They traded one goofy named white dude for another one.
Terrence that's, Ferguson?
That's
no, that's
Jake Ferguson. Jake Ferguson.
That's Terrence Ferguson is a tight end for...
Terrence Ferguson was a lottery pick in the NBA who went to play in Australia instead of playing in the college, and he played for the Thunder.
But there's also a Terrence Ferguson in football. He's the tight end for Oregon.
Oh,
Terrence
really?
Ferguson. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Terrence Ferguson, the basketball player, could dunk. He had...
I'm sure this Terrence Ferguson
bounce.
Did, too.
Yeah.
We'll just do 10. We'll do the first 10,
right.
And then we can talk about the others later. Because these rankings probably
every week
change
we'll do 10 teams, and then the last week we'll do the worst two that are left over: Carolina and Chicago.
The Bears. Chicago, Cleveland Browns at number 8. Here to talk about the Cleveland Browns is the Secretary of Labor.
So I advise you all to take Lamaze classes.
Mm-hmm. So we know how to do it.
So that you can really connect with your partner.
Even if you're not having a baby.
This is from a power ranking standpoint, this feels like a bit high.
Yeah.
I get it. They just beat the 49ers, but it was a missed kick.
Missed kicks. I love Moody, Michigan guy, very solid. He missed one early in the game too, didn't he? I mean, that was a longer one.
Maybe.
I feel like that was his first miss, and then he missed the one at the end.
Their defense is, I'll say it, inexplicably great. I mean, Myles Garrett is a fantastic player. Denzel Ward's really good. But then I'm trying to figure, it's like, well, who else? Darius Smith?
Greedy doing anything?
No, he's not there anymore.
Who's the safety they drafted?
Grant Delpit? Yeah.
They got a lot of first rounders on the
defense. Yeah, they got names you know, but I guess they're all hitting. I know, JOK is doing really good. I'm surprised that they're this good. It's impressive that they won despite PJ Walker playing not great.
Yeah.
I like.
What was the spread on that game once Walker was announced as a starter?
I think it was 9.5. Oh, okay. No, wait. Was that the Jets? The Browns. It was 9.5.
A couple big upsets.
Yeah.
And Giants almost got a big upset too, right? Over the Bills.
Yeah.
I'm happy for PJ Walker, man. Happy he got that dub.
Where is he from?
I don't remember him
in college.
He went to Temple.
That's why I don't remember him.
Yeah. He played obviously well enough to win. He had a couple of, like, he had a really bad throw that nearly fucked him, but.
I watched it in the XFL.
Oh, really? That's right. He did play in the
Roughnecks,
XFL.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I can think of another NFL player from Temple, and all I could think is that where Hassan Reddick went?
I think the one you're thinking of is Bill Cosby.
Oh, yes.
That's who. I don't know if it's on Reddick.
But there,
wait, can we hear Bill Cosby calling NFL plays?
You go to zip zap zoom. No, I'm not gonna do that. I can't do that.
He did go to Temple.
Hassan Reddick. Okay, yeah. I didn't want.
Yep.
All right, here to talk about the Baltimore Ravens is the Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Dude.
Sorry.
Man, why are you not wearing your mask?
Sorry. I just was at a club all night last night. Oh, and I was God, making look, out with look, so many strangers.
Oh, you look awful.
Yeah, I got this. I've been wearing my Dalvins and I got a rash that you wouldn't believe. I got a rash that you wouldn't believe.
Dalvin Klein.
What is those jeans that are made by Dalvin Cook and journalist Ezra Klein?
Yeah, it's so weird.
What
Ezra took, Ezra like really backed off from it. He really distanced himself. Yeah.
What team am I talking about again? Sorry, Baltimore I'm so Ravens. Sick. Oh, that seems high to me too. But I'm a Ravens hater. I mean, what'd they do this week? I don't even remember.
They won.
Who'd they beat?
Who did they beat this week? Let's see. I'm not looking at
it. Why am I blanking on this? Were they in London or some shit?
Yes, they were. They beat the Titans.
That's why. No. Yeah. Oh. But you know, the Titans aren't that fucking good. I don't know.
They're terrible.
Lamar took a beating a couple weeks ago for some shit that was not his fault against Pittsburgh.
All the drop passes. Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm a Ravens hater, but I think it's weird. Lamar gets so much hate that he doesn't deserve.
Yeah.
For various reasons.
I mean, somebody literally said Jared Goff was better than Lamar
we talked
Jackson.
About this. Yeah. Yeah.
That's another reason why I hate Jared Goff.
I think, you know, if Lamar I don't think I consider them a Super Bowl contender, which is okay if you're ranked 9, because there's probably not 9 Super Bowl contenders in a given year, but I don't know if they're going to, that division is muddled. So I think Baltimore is probably a team that could win one playoff game.
Hmm.
Yeah.
In the right matchup. If they go to Buffalo.
They could beat Buffalo.
Baltimore in Buffalo, no snow. I'm taking Baltimore.
Yeah. That would be a fun game.
All right. And to wrap this whole thing up, it's me, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. I just want to say McDonald's supports the United Negro College Fund. Okay? 365 Black. Housing and Urban Development. I've been talking to that mall guy. He's going to put a mall right where we need him to be. And the team I'm talking about, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm.
Ranked at number 10, I believe it's a little high, but they are 4-2. They got an easy win in Germany because they played a tired Bills team, and they had already adjusted to the time difference.
Yeah, they won both their games overseas.
They're the kings of Europe. Just move them.
Move them.
They don't got no fans.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. Don't move a fucking team to Europe.
Yeah, no, don't actually do that.
Don't fucking do that shit.
Because it would, maybe like Mexico City or something, that's not an absurd distance for every single team in the league. But yeah.
Put NFL
if you're
going
to move a team to Europe, move them to Mexico City. Yeah.
If you're going to move them to Europe, move them to Mexico City, the Europe of Mexico.
If you're in Europe, you got to stop off in Mexico City.
The food.
Don't move a team to Europe. I don't think expansion needs to go to Europe.
No.
I'm not a fan of that.
We don't need
this. This is America's game.
Yeah. It's America's game. This is not Europe.
They're
game.
Never going to watch a sport where you can use your hands.
They hate that there.
If you're going to move a team to Europe, ironically and hilariously move the Cowboys to Europe.
It would be funny.
There's something funny about it.
Put America's team right in the middle of London. An American team in London. Right. They all come out wearing werewolf masks.
Jerry Jones's like drunken will.
Yeah.
The team has to move to London.
Real Dallas.
So the pass rush there is getting good. They ain't got good enough yet.
That's the other Josh Allen, right?
Yeah, the other Josh Allen. They still got a lot of work they need to do on the defense. Trevor Lawrence is a good quarterback. Travis Etienne's a good running back. He's helped me win a couple games in leagues that I probably would have lost in.
Yeah.
He had a big game this week. But they still not real to me, and I still think this ranking is a little bit high for them.
Yeah, there's something off there, too, kind of the same way when I watch the Cowboys, that's like something's just not clicking yet. So for now, you're frauds.
Let's do our six Carl's locks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What we got coming up? Let me look at the...
Look at these spreads.
Let me look at these spreads.
Brian daily. And I will do it. We'll do the sound drop for Carl's Locks.
Daily Lines. Do we know? Do we know?
He's got a gun. He's got a gun. Get down. Oh, fuck. Get the lock. Put the lock on.
Put the lock on. Put the lock on the door. It's not going. It's not going.
Carl's Lock.
Jang. I'm going to play the Marc Maron theme song for all my locks. Lock the gates. So, hold on. Wait a minute. Because ESPN doesn't tell you the
spread.
That's
spread.
Wild. So let me do it the, feels like everywhere you look now, all the gambling odds are everywhere.
This week 7 coming up?
DraftKings.
Yeah.
Brought to you by DraftKings.
Okay. So let's see what we got here. Let me do, how did my locks do last week? What did I choose? Do you remember what I chose? What's
the
email?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. And what did the email say? He said...
Got it right here.
Yeah, let's read the email real quick.
Carl's Locks.
Subject line, Carl's Locks?
Carl's Locks.
Clearly he's talking about my hair.
Dear the Footballs podcast, I have bet Carl's Locks every week. I invest the vast majority of my paycheck from Panera Bread in this. I work on getting the commission for soup sandwich combos and use that money to support myself and have fun. And I thought that Carl's Locks would do both. How sad I was to be wrong. I am now on the waiting list for a Dickensian debtor's prison that I'll be out of in 2025 at best.
That's when you're happy to get waitlisted. Yeah. You get waitlisted for debtor's prison. That's good.
Yeah.
What is debtor's prison?
It's exactly what it sounds like.
Where's
when
that
you're
at,
in
though?
Debt, you go to... I don't think they exist anymore. Although, I mean, you could argue that all prison is debtor's prison, really, at the end of the day. Sorry to get political, Kevin.
Kevin. I hope Carl's Locks next week will save me from this misfortune and pain. I still believe in him.
All right.
Regards, Charles.
Save Charles. Oh, Dickens.
All right. I'm about to save you, Charles.
Was that Charles Dickens?
It was. Yeah.
I'm about to save you, Charles, because these locks are guarantees. And put lock it up. Jing. Put all your money. If you get a paycheck this week, put all your money on these.
Everyone go out, get a soup and sandwich combo from Panera. Charles gets
at Charles's restaurant.
Yeah. I like the the Big Kid grilled cheese at Panera Bread with a little tomato bisque.
Mm. They used to have an Asiago roast beef. They don't have it anymore. It's like Asiago steak, rare steak. It's not as good.
Do they still do the Italian sub where they put the pepperoncini right in the middle of the sandwich with the stem?
With the stem, oh god!
Every time, yeah, you would order it, and the stem would still be on there.
That's like having a bone-in chicken sandwich.
Remember, you got Raiders, Bears. Spread is -3 Raiders.
Raiders -3. No Fields.
No.
Who
Fields.
Even is the backup in Chicago?
On it.
Computer.
Computer. Who is the backup quarterback for the Chicago Bears? 1 second, Ryan, while I calculate. The backup quarterback for the Chicago Bears is Tyson Bagent.
Who?
Tyson Bagent is a quarterback from Shepherd College.
Where?
Wow. If this is a state we've never heard of, this is getting wild.
He looks like he robs.
Full stop. He looks like,
he looks
robs.
Like he robs.
Yeah, he looks like he's someone who gets shot in that movie Hell or High Water. So, I mean, this is, Carl, are you saying Raiders -3?
I'm saying Raiders -3.
Yeah, that should be doable.
I just don't believe in Tyson Bagent.
That's one. Raiders -3.
That's one. Raiders -3. We got 6 to go.
Five to go. Bears' third string quarterback is Nathan Peterman, which, whew, man.
Why are they playing him?
Yeah, when, man, that's.
He at least has played in the NFL game
before. Well, yeah, but.
It ain't been good.
It went about as bad as it can go.
He didn't go to sheep school. Where
the next one I'm going to take. Buffalo Bills at New England Patriots. Buffalo -9.
Oof, that's a big line.
I'm going to take Buffalo money line in that one.
Okay. So you're not going to get a huge return on the money?
No.
Wait, so what is that? So I'm not great at gambling. What does money line mean?
That means I don't have to pick the spread. So with this line, Buffalo -9 against New England, they have to win by 10 points.
Gotcha. Yeah. So money line just means you're just taking them to win.
Just taking them to win.
So if you bet $10 on the spread, you'll make like not quite $10 because there's a rake, but you'll make like $9.50 back. If you bet $10 money line with a spread of 9.5, you're going to make like $2 or something.
Gotcha.
But you can parlay a bunch of favorites money line, and that's a fun thing to do. And just hope there's no big upsets. Yeah.
Here's a crazy one for y'all asses. Washington at New York. Washington minus two.
Giants?
Giants. Yeah, New York Giants. Sorry, they have two teams. I'm taking Giants plus two. I think they're overdue.
That's fun. Yeah, I don't think that's crazy.
I'll say Tyrod Taylor, he looks like he can just manage that offense and not fuck up the way that Daniel Jones would. And,
yeah.
As long as no one stabs him in the lung with a syringe.
I mean, that's remember the that? Thing he likes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no. I said it, but I don't remember.
You remember that? Can you believe that?
No, why did I just say that? All right, that's three.
That's three. Detroit at Baltimore, minus 2.5.
Detroit minus two?
Baltimore Ravens minus 2.5.
Oh.
Ooh, against Detroit?
It's at Baltimore, but.
I'm taking Detroit plus two.
Yeah.
Plus 2.5. Detroit plus 2.5 in that one.
That's four. Four.
Pittsburgh at the LA Rams, minus 3.5.
Rams minus three.
Rams minus 3.5.
That's a tough one. That's a good line.
That's a good game, too.
So I'm going to skip it. I'm going to skip it.
Lay off, bettors.
Lay off that one. Arizona at Seattle. Seattle minus 8. Skip it. Green Bay minus 1 at Denver. Take Green Bay minus 1.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rematch of a couple Super Bowls.
Super Bowl 30.
I only know them by the year. 97.
What is that?
Super Bowl 32.
What is that? Was that 6?
That was 5.
That was 5. All right, we got one last one.
Atlanta.
Did I say
today?
Atlanta at Tampa? No, I don't want
to. Snap.
Miami at Philly.
Oh, game of the week. I'm so excited for this.
This isn't going to be like at 6 a.m. or some shit.
No, it's Sunday night. We got a good Sunday night game.
Philly minus 2.5.
I'm feeling frisky like taking Miami on.
I'm going to give Miami minus 2.5. Yeah, Miami plus 2.5.
There you go.
I think they win by a field goal.
So take money line, get a little extra money.
No, take the spread.
Okay.
The Eagles
Miami
secondary.
Plus 2.5.
But if you think they, if you think Miami,
I think they
wins
by a field goal.
But you don't want to go Miami money line. Make $12 off that $10 bet.
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Miami money line. Yeah, that's true. All right. Those are my locks. Lock them up.
I love it. I think you nailed every single one of those.
Lock them up.
Kevin, when you listen back to this, will you write those down so we know what I did last week?
Sure.
Because I think I won a couple of those last week, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably. This Charles guy, he's just being dramatic.
Yeah.
First of all, he says, hello, footballs podcast.
Yeah, dear the like footballs podcast. Asshole. I don't even know if
he
really listens. Yeah.
He's just there to troll me.
Yeah, he didn't mention any locks. He didn't say what he bet. He's a fucking liar.
He does that option they give you on Spotify where you can skip straight to Carl's locks and just listens to the locks and then tries to troll us.
Yeah. Lock them up and lock him up too. Put him in debtor's prison.
Straight to debtor's prison.
Debtor's prison. Is that anything?
Debtors, betters?
Betters, well, yeah, but it would be prison. Without this misspeak.
You heard of BetterHelp?
Debtors via betters.
Better prison.
This podcast is sponsored to you by Better Prison. You feeling down lately?
Having trouble finding a prison? It can be so complicated. But here, we can connect you with licensed jailers online, and you can serve your prison time from the comfort of your own home.
That sounds amazing.
We appreciate you, people. This is it for this week. We'll see you next week right here on Foosballs.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.